Right. It is time for DC Current. DC Current is presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Joining us now for DC Current is Congressman Garrett Graves. Congressman Graves, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing very well. We've got to start off with basically taking us back almost a week.
Sure.
There was a vote on censuring Adam Schiff last week. Congressman Schiff last week. You voted not to. Please walk us through what happened and why.
Yeah, sure. So look, let me start out. Congressman Adam Schiff has major ethics issues, and I think has major integrity issues. He lied to the American public. He was one of the few members of Congress that had access to some of the most sensitive intelligence in the country, and he appeared to have intentionally lied about what that intelligence said and did it solely for political purposes to damage President Trump. These are very, very serious ethical charges. Back in 2019, when Congressman Andy Biggs had a censure resolution on Adam Schiff, I co-sponsored it. What happened last week was that with virtually no warning, there was a resolution that was put forth that recounted a lot of the same allegations as we saw back in 2019, some of the things that we know to have pretty solid evidence backing it. But the resolution last week also included some things that were questionable, number one. And number two, it attempted to effectively impose a fine of $16 million, which was based upon the fact that the FBI investigation cost $32 million and that the sponsor of the resolution unilaterally determined that $16 million should be an appropriate fine. Well, let's think about this for just a minute. Number one, this did not go through any committee process. It didn't have a background investigation to substantiate everything, to line it all up, and most importantly, providing due process to determine that $16 million is the right fine. Look, why should he only pay for half of it if he did this intentionally, if he knew he lied, if he did it solely for political purposes? Why should it just be $16 million versus $32 million versus and maybe even add a punitive fine and get him up to $35 million? Or if there's evidence showing that this was not totally malicious and there was some mitigating circumstances, then maybe it should be lower than $35 million or $32 million or $16 million or what have you. That's why you have an investigation. This country, this Constitution is based upon due process, and that this resolution lacked that. Important folks with solid background as U.S. attorneys, prosecutors, and others, Brian Fitzpatrick, folks like John Turner, who's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, again, the person today with access to some of the most sensitive intelligence, they opposed it as well. So what we did over the last few days is we worked with a sponsor of the resolution, we changed some of the provisions that didn't have solid evidence, and we changed the way the fine was imposed. We really appreciate her working with us on this. It's going to be brought up again this week, and my expectation is that it's going to pass. And so why they didn't model it after the one that was done in 2019, I don't know. Why they, in my opinion, failed to follow due process and pulled some arbitrary $16 million figure out for a fine, I don't know. But those things have been changed. I think it's going to pass today. And I think it's important that all of us respect the Constitution in this case.
Congressman Garrett Graves is our guest. This is DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Yeah, I saw it was reported that the revamped resolution could come up for a vote as soon as today.
That is possible. I think they're going through just to make sure that they have the votes to pass it and don't run into the same problems as they did last week. But, you know, Brian, look, I can't say this enough. What we saw back in 2021 when Speaker Pelosi tried to ramrod through this impeachment proceeding without going through the right process, I called it the biggest cheapening of impeachment in American history. The same thing is going through right now, the exact same thing. And so, look, you've got to take situations like this and say, okay, what happens if roles were reversed? We've got to respect the Constitution, can't do things because of emotion or political reasoning. And in this case, I think the resolution, as it's revamped, it's a solid resolution. It respects due process. And let me say it again. It doesn't limit the fine to $16 million if Congressman Schiff intentionally did this with malicious intent. I don't know why he shouldn't have to pay for the whole thing in that case.
It's a good question. It brings up an even bigger question in that it could set a precedent for what Congress's role here is in investigations like this, though. Would that make Congress a little bit, should we say, trigger shy to take on things like an investigation like Schiff had?
Well, I think if we're going to be flippant about just slapping $16 million fines on people, I think you're going to have even greater fighting in Congress and uselessness and dysfunction in Congress. Look, we have the ability to investigate. We have investigators. We have the resources to do it. There's no reason why that shouldn't be done in this case to make sure that everything is fact-based. I mean, look, keep in mind what's going on right now. Many members of Congress, myself included, are just incredibly frustrated with what's going on with Hunter Biden right now, giving him a slap on the wrist for what other people have been put in jail and giving massive fines for. Mm-hmm. And because we're saying that that didn't reflect due process, it wasn't the right way to do it, yet we're going to turn around and do the same thing to Schiff? That's not okay. It's not. It's speaking out of both sides of your mouth. I want to hold people accountable to appropriate standards in both cases, whether it's Hunter Biden, Adam Schiff, or whoever else does something wrong.
So the long and the short of it is two wrongs don't make a right.
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
I mean,
yep.
Well, and so, yeah, it's you and 19 other Republicans did not vote in favor of the censure last week. This time around, have you spoken to any of those other Republicans? How many of them will be on board with this one?
Well, we work closely with folks like John Turner, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. We worked with some of the former prosecutors and U.S. attorneys. Kelly Armstrong was another one, former prosecutor who voted against this. And so I can't say exactly what the vote count is, but I can tell you that the group that we worked with to fix this, we're all planning on switching our votes to yes. And I do expect that this will pass.
Congressman Garrett Graves, our guest, is D.C. Current, presented by LABI. Okay, Congressman, it took 20 Republicans to get this thing shot down last week. If you go back to the drawing board, get it done the right way, do you expect any Democrats to change their votes this time around as well?
I don't think so. Look, this is on their side. I think this is about circling the wagons. Keep in mind, Brian, here's the reasoning. While Adam Schiff led the charge on this bogus information, and he certainly was the one that appears to have the greatest ethics problem and really integrity issues in this case, you had a whole chorus of others that were behind him saying the same thing. And so if they were to vote for this resolution, this would be them acknowledging that they were saying or perpetuating the same lie that Adam Schiff was. So I don't think that's going to be the case. But once again, look, if you really want to do this right, do the investigation, and this does refer it to the Ethics Committee. Let the Ethics Committee do the investigation, get the facts out, substantiate it. That way you can't fight. You say, look, here's all the evidence and the facts. You can't refute this. It's black and white in terms of the clarity of the evidence. And so I think that the better way of doing it is the way that it's revised now. That way you really are going to put people in a box when the evidence comes out and shows that this was malicious intent. It was motivated by politics, and that it was a flat-out lie.
All right, so you sound resigned to that, but I say screw the wagons. There's no wagons to be circled here. The vote last week put down your political sword. Put down the sword of political vengeance in order to do what's right. I don't think reciprocation is out of the realm of asking for.
Well, but Brian, when you read the resolution, it does have some pretty sharp attacks, or attacks isn't the right word. It has some pretty sharp points in there about how Adam Schiff just completely misled the American public. And so, you know, say it again, this would be Democrat members of Congress like AOC and others basically saying that they lied or that they didn't tell the truth, or it would force them to be in a situation they say, well, I was misled. And I just don't think they're going to do that at this point.
All right. I mean, it felt like the vote last week was, if nothing else, a gesture, gesture to move us away from this constant vitriol, this constant back and forth, this constant, the letter behind your name is more important than the business at hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, I'm confident as we move forward that we're going to be able to go through the facts on this, working closely with Chairman Turner, and I said John Turner, who's actually a former friend. It's Mike Turner, Chairman of the Intelligence Committee, and getting all that data out there and evidence out there showing that this was just factually incorrect, that he had access, that Chairman Schiff had access to the correct information and just completely ignored it. So I think this is a better way to go. You've got to do an investigation and respect the process of getting evidence out there to make decisions upon.
We got about a minute and a half left with Congressman Garrett Graves. It's DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Got to ask you about the duck stamp bill before we get you out of here.
Yeah, so we're really excited today. Duck stamp bill is going to be marked up in the House Natural Resources Committee. This bill helps to kind of fix an administrative problem. Years ago, we made electronic duck stamps eligible or authorized, but there was just a temporary, shelf life. You were only allowed to use your electronic duck stamp for a limited period of time, and then you were supposed to use your physical duck stamp. The problem is that there were often gaps between when you actually received your physical duck stamp. So people, hunters, would have to go out there and go buy a second electronic duck stamp or go buy a second physical duck stamp. So what this does is it makes the electronic duck stamp eligible for compliance throughout duck season. Then you get your physical duck stamp mailed to you after the season's over. So you still get the physical stamp, but this way you're insured to be able to comply with the law and not be busted or cited for simply the inability of Interior to send your duck stamp to you.
He is Congressman Garrett Graves. We call it DC Current. It's presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Congressman, we always appreciate the time, sir.
Brian, thank you. Take care.
You do the same.